It is game time. The moment we have all been waiting for. If you haven't, or if you don't know what we're talking about and you have just tuned in, this is what's been happening.
10 days ago, accusations started to fly between Husey and Carrie's partner Chris over some running times posted to the tracking app Strava.
Husey, the time is threatening your fastest time. And so rather than graciously saying congratulations, you've done what?
I've accused her
partner Chris of Lance Armstrong type drugs.
Why can't you be happy for other people running fast?
It's the juice combined with a massive steep downhill run and a tailwind. It's the only way. He's run 5 kilometres, Ed, in 16 minutes.
Whoa, because that's not right. Walks is lying to us.
So now you're all accused.
Yes, thank you.
He's on drugs.
Kipchoge wouldn't be able to keep up with Walks at that pace.
He's just said that, you know, the data's there. You can't, data can't lie.
No, because I have had Strava glitch on me before and it's done. Yeah,
It's a glitch.
And when Walks got on the phone, he wasn't entertaining any talks of a glitch.
The thing is, I have a backup verification because I had a playlist.
I'm not saying it doesn't glitch more than once, mate.
No, he's saying he had a playlist going and you didn't get to 5 songs.
And I only got into my 4th song.
So let's put the scale of this achievement in some perspective.
When you usually run, is it safe to say that you average around about 5-minute kilometres?
I reckon it's more like 4:45 at the moment, but yeah.
And so how fast were you running according to your Strava?
3:12 split.
I mean, that's just not possible. Sorry. I was in your corner. But now that you've explained, how have you shaved off that much time?
Great question, Bickers, but Chris wasn't backing down.
People have always doubted me. I'm happy with Tommy doubting me. I thought she's going to drive me.
I'll give you a few seconds grace and say if you can do 5 Ks...
Yep.
And each K is under 3:20, which gives you 8 seconds to stop and do nothing at your time. $1,000 is yours.
Oh, my God.
All right.
And if you can't, $1,000 is mine.
Well, let's give it to charity.
Yep, that's fine. It's your money. Now you're just trying to make it a tax deduction.
And so the event was set. Chris would recreate his amazing run live on the show, closely monitored by Carrie on a bike.
When you get 800 metres into that first K and realise you only have 2 seconds to finish it, I can't wait till you tear your calf off your bone.
You can jump on my bike that I'll be riding next to you. You can do the last bit on the bike.
And suddenly the money was pouring in.
I'll give him $1,000 if he can do it. Right, there you go. If he can do it.
Wow, that's $2,000 for charity now.
All right, if he can do it.
Yeah, he can do it. Yeah. I've never felt more sure about anything.
You don't sound sure.
Maybe this is why Carrie was feeling a little less confident.
I did go for a 5.5K run this morning. It took me 55. So in light of that, I now understand why you're saying
there you go. Good sample.
But if Chris can pull this off, it will be an amazing feat. Just ask Olympic legend Steve Monteghetti.
Pretty good going, I've got to say. I mean, it's quicker than I could run.
Did you say it's quicker than what you could run?
Right, at this point in time, well and truly, he's one run away from breaking the world record. I have no doubt that Chris could do that down a mountain with a tailwind.
And so, facing a monumental challenge with $2,000 for charity on the line and a nation of non-believers, we reached out to the inspiring champion coach of Chris's favourite AFL team, Richmond, Damien Hardwick, to provide some added motivation. However, he was unavailable. And so we asked Chris's favourite player from the past, the Hall of Fame legend, Kevin KB Bartlett, for some inspiring words to lift Chris across the line. But he also said no. However, we do have someone confirmed to give Chris a pep talk. I think that's right, yeah? Yeah, yes, we do. And that is coming up next.
Oh, the stage is set, Vickers.
I'm about to head out, get ready to go, get on my bike.
Chris is in position. You head out there to join him.
Yep.
And on the other side of
we will
kick off the run that will stop at the run that will slow a nation down. Next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if you're just joining us, you've come at the right time. World record's about to be broken.
It is D-Day. Chris, Carrie's partner, my best friend, claimed that he ran 5 kilometres in just over 16 minutes, and then a war of words has heated up since, to the point where we need him to prove the distance. Carrie, are you in position at the start line?
I am. We've got a few issues. It started raining. I've realised I've attached the GoPro so it's facing up to the sky, not facing
You're
Chris.
Already and trying to hide the
no,
evidence.
My phone is on 10% battery.
Okay. Chris, are you there?
Hey, mate.
Walks, how are you feeling?
I'm a bit toey, actually. A bit nervous.
Yeah.
Just recovering from the flu shot yesterday.
Oh, mate, the excuses have already started. Hey, Walks, we promised you a pump up. The time you're going for is about 16 minutes and 30 seconds for 5Ks. And if you don't make it, it's $1,000 to Homie, my charity of choice. And if you do make it, who cares if you do make it? Because it's not going to happen. We promised you a pump up, and to do it, we have none other than AFL great Brendan Favola. G'day, Fev.
G'day, Tommy. G'day, Walks. Carrie.
Fev, I was promised Damien Hardwick.
Yeah, Dimmer gave you nothing. KB gave you nothing. Mate, but I'm here to get you over the line. You're like the barber's cat. You're full of piss and wind. You're skin and bone. You should run fast. What do you reckon?
What's your quickest 5K?
I don't care what you think. Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. Get out there, son, and prove Australia right. Come on, mate. 16 and a half minutes. You can do it. Come on.
I'll think of you in the 4K.
Stop excuses. Okay. Run.
Phone down. Walks.
Go.
Take us over. Can you?
Give him
commentate?
A chance. Give him a chance to get his music up, babe. You can get your music up.
Oh, my gosh.
Carrie and I are the only ones that believe in you, Chris. Come on.
He's just been given the pump up of a lifetime, and now you're saying put your music
Everyone's listening. Come on.
He's got to have his music set. Okay, ready? On the count of 10, we'll count you down together. 10.
With who? Who's counting down?
8.
7.
6.
5. 4. 3. 2, 1,
go!
Hey, by the way, there's no chance, guys. There's no chance.
Yeah, Fev. I did want to ask you now that Chris is out of earshot. What are your honest thoughts, Fev?
He is absolutely Buckley's chance. I've got more chance of playing AFL next year than him running that. I'm going back to my wine. See you, guys.
Good on you, Fev. Thanks, mate. Bickers, what can you see? We lost her.
Came up with him. Oh, no, I'm back. Have you got me?
Yeah, how's he looking?
Okay, far out. I have to ride very fast to keep up with him. Oh, shivers. I've just realised something.
What?
Oh, shit. I forgot my helmet.
Don't say that. We can't prove that.
I've got to go get my helmet.
Oh, mate, okay.
I've got to go get my helmet.
Okay, we'll touch back in with you next.
I've got to get my helmet. Ollie, get my helmet.
give us a call, 131060. I'd like you to predict what time you think Walks is going to do this
Ollie,
in. Because he's going to go back and get her helmet. I will chuck a prize on whoever gets closest to Chris's time. Jess?
All right, 131060 is the number. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Walks is attempting to run a pace that he got on his Strava, which we think might have glitched. 16 minutes 30 is what he needs to run 5K in. Bickers, he is...
Hello.
He should be about a K and a half in now.
I'm still trying to find him because I got my helmet. So I had to go back home and get it, and now I think I can see him in my sights. Hold on.
Okay.
I just can't breathe and talk.
Is it a middle-aged man running slowly?
No, he's going so fast that I got, he's just out of my distance.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying he could be a chance?
He's definitely a chance.
Wow.
He's running so fast. I had to go home and go back. And now he's gone. I'm on the park.
I know. You're saying you had to go home because he was too fast. That's not the case. You just forgot your helmet.
How did I forget my helmet? I'm such an idiot. Okay,
You're doing great, mate.
God.
Hey, let's go to Liz. G'day, Liz.
Oh.
Good. How are you? Yeah, good,
yeah, good.
Liz, do you think Chris can do this 5Ks in 16 minutes and 30 seconds?
Well, I've actually... said 17 minutes and 7 seconds.
Okay, you're saying 17 and 7. And yeah, just as a side bet. Oh, you think Carrie's actually slowing him down?
I think so.
Did you hear that, Vickers?
He didn't know I forgot the helmet. He ran off. He doesn't know, but I've got him in my sights, guys. Here he is.
Go, Carrie, you catch him.
Good on you, Liz. 17 minutes and 7. Come on, babe. Jeez, that's aggressive.
Come on, babe.
You say, come on, babe, they should be loving words, but you shout them so aggressively, come on, babe!
He's got his headphones in. He won't hear me otherwise. Okay, here he is.
Okay.
Oh, he's good. He's looking good. Come on, babe, you can do it.
Okay, let's go to Cameron quickly. G'day, Cameron.
How's it going, Tommy?
Yeah, good legend. You think Chris will be able to do this run?
I'm gonna back him. Even though Carrie started a bit behind, I still reckon he's got it in him, I reckon.
Okay, so what time do you think?
I reckon he's just gonna make it in. Just.
Yep.
Okay. Come on, babe.
So Cam, I'll need a time from you. Give us a minute and second.
All right, I'll change my mind what I said. I'm gonna go 16 minutes flat.
16 minutes. Hey, Bickers.
Yep.
Can you yell out to him that Cameron thinks he can do it?
Babe, Cameron thinks you can do it. Call Cameron.
In 16 minutes flat.
He reckons you can do it, so keep going.
Good.
I'm just scared of people walking on the track with my voice.
But for the sake of balance, can you yell out also that Liz doesn't think you can do it?
Liz doesn't think you can do it, but keep going.
That was a lot softer.
Yeah, I don't want him to hear negative thoughts.
Let's go all the way. Let's go down to Jimmy.
I can't even keep up with him.
G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, Tommy. How's it going?
Living the dream, Wedge. Do you think Chris can bring this run in 16 minutes and 30 seconds?
Mate, I have to be a negative Nelly, but that is a no. I believe 21:30. Reason being is I'm ex-SAS. I used to do 2.6K in 8 minutes 36 seconds. And so, sorry, game over.
So I've got
21:45.
If Chris does this, do you think he's a potential to join the SAS?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, yep. Because yell out to Chris that if he does this, there's a spot in the SAS waiting for him.
If you can do this, babe, there's a spot in the SAS waiting for you. One of our callers is ready to take you. Jimmy, come on, babe. We've got a bit of a hill. We're about to head up a bit of a hill. So he's got to.
Because you're saying that
in.
Like you're saying it to him, but I think you're telling yourself that. You sound like you're struggling so hard on that bike.
It's very hard. He's going so fast I can't even keep up with him on the bike. This is really sexy, I tell you. Honestly.
What, you mean Chris running or you yelling like a banshee through the streets of the neighbourhood?
I'm really impressed at how he's going.
Geez, no wonder he's running fast. okay. Well, I think we've got about...
How many minutes are we up to? How long have we got?
Jesse? Did we not start a timer?
Oh, my God.
Did we not start a timer?
Is there are you kidding me? Is this
We've
a joke?
Got 14 people that work on this show. Did
no
we
one
not start a timer?
Timer?
We'll just go back and see on the thing.
Okay.
Oh, Marshy's
timing. We're 9 minutes
it.
In.
Yeah. Of course, Marshy did. The only professional on the team. 9 minutes in. Okay.
Yeah. Let's bang
it. You're going to have to pick up the pace now, babe.
Let's bang a couple of songs on and come back. 9:26.
He just gave me the finger. Things aren't looking very good.
9:30. Okay, bang a couple of songs on, Jess. Let's come back to see if he makes it.
It's Gary and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. There is something extremely interesting happening at the moment.
This is the race that has slowed a nation. Chris Walker, Carrie's partner, my best friend, claimed that he could run 5Ks in 16 minutes, a claim that has been rubbished everywhere. We've got $1,000 on the line.
Because
how close is Chris? We are just approaching the 15-minute mark.
Oh, mate, we've got a minute to go, honey. Do it. Come on. Minute, you can do it, honey.
Talk to us. How close is he?
I reckon he's, I don't know. Yeah, he might be able to do it.
How's he looking?
He's looking good. Come on, babe. You're looking great. Keep going.
You went to say he's looking rooted then and you stopped and said good.
He's great. He's got it in him, babe. Let's do this together. We can do it. Come on, honey. Just give
can
him
you
everything
see?
You've got.
Can you see the finish?
No, I can't see the finish, but we're not far about
That's
to turn
okay.
the corner to the finish.
That's okay. He's got 30 seconds.
I almost took out a cyclist. Sorry, whoever that was. Okay,
that was good manners.
This,
That's fine.
Honey, we've got 30 seconds. Let's do this. Let's do it. And if you can't get that time, we'll get it within seconds. Keep going.
Can you really see the finish line?
Yes, I can almost see the finish line.
Okay, so give us a distance. How are we talking meters? Are we talking kilometers?
I reckon we're about 300 meters away.
Okay, because we are two,
Come on,
one.
Babe. Come on, babe. The
We've
last
just
little bit.
Ticked over 16 minutes.
Let's do it, honey. Let's do it.
Because
he's gonna smash this. Let's go, honey. Go, go.
He has 20 seconds left.
Come on, babe. Come on, babe. You're almost there. Like you're literally almost there. Okay.
It's 16 minutes
so
and
fast.
20
Babe,
seconds.
Don't give up now.
21,
don't
8,
give up now.
7, 6,
Keep going, honey.
5,
Keep going.
4,
Keep
3,
going. Keep going.
2,
Keep going.
1.
Come on.
16 minutes and
Come
30
on.
Seconds.
We're almost there. Keep going, sweetie.
How close is he?
What am I meant to do now? Am I meant to get like positive or aggressive in the last bit? What does it coach
Yell
do?
At him. Yell
Have
at
you got
him.
A whip?
Call him a wuss.
No, I can't.
Tell him he'll be locked out of the house for a week.
No, he's almost
if he doesn't
there.
Get there.
Come on, you're almost there. You're almost there.
Wait, Bickers, lie to him and tell him it's less.
You're about to do it, honey. You're about to do it. Keep going.
Tell him
Keep
he's
going.
Got a minute to go. You've just
we
ticked over 17 minutes.
Keep going. Wow.
Has he got there?
Keep going.
Tell him he's got 30 seconds left.
You got 30 seconds left, babe. Go, 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 go. Go. Give it all. Yeah. Give it the last bit. Oh, my gosh. I can
How's
see
he looking?
Ollie. We're almost there, honey. Keep going.
Because
oh
don't tell him he hasn't
he's
made it.
This.
We need to get
he's
this.
Got this. Yeah. He's got this. Okay.
Tell him he's got 20 seconds left.
20 seconds left, babe. Go, 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 go.
Close. Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Has he finished?
We made it. We made it.
Finished?
It's amazing, babe. Oh.
Chuck him on.
Oh, I can't put him on now, can I? Oh, that's horrible.
Why?
Okay, hold on.
Why?
Just because I feel like that's mean.
Why? He might have done it.
Can you hear the guys?
Hello?
Walks, amazing run.
How'd it go?
How did you feel?
Shocking.
Shocking.
So bad from the start.
Why?
Oh, it was stiff. What did your
Strava say?
It went off.
It went off?
Which is probably why. The last one was a bit quick.
What did he do it in?
You were aiming for 16 minutes 30 is what we said. Mate, did it feel quick?
It felt actually pretty bad, I have to be honest.
It was quick, bro. It was real quick.
What
you
was
beat
it?
Everyone's expectations.
But not yours?
No. You absolutely smashed my expectations. The only person who thought that you could go faster than what you went is yourself and potentially Strava. You've absolutely flown, mate. You came in at 17 minutes and 37 seconds.
That's
great stuff. That's real good, Walks.
What is that in splits?
Well, we did start to question whether or not it's a 5K course. We think the course might be about 2Ks, which means you have done two roughly 8.5 minute Ks there.
That's not bad.
No, you've flown, mate. That's great. That's great. But I am going to need $1,000 to help young homeless people
like
from
you're
you.
Giving, I don't feel like you're giving him enough here. He,
I said that was great.
I know, but he was a minute away from making that time with all the pressure. With all that was going against him,
a minute and a half.
It's all right. Let's not get bogged down in the detail. I'm so proud. That was so amazing.
Great Walks.
Too many Easter eggs.
Mate, that's fast. That's fast.
No, I know, but.
So have we?
Obviously, it wasn't. It was obviously a Strava glitch.
Don't feel disappointed.
No, because last time I actually felt like pretty good after it. Like,
but you know what's fantastic about this? You've run a really fast time and you've helped young homeless Aussies with $1,000 out of your pocket, which has lightened you up and you'll run even quicker.
That's right. I'll be in your bank account tonight,
Tommy. Great stuff, Walks. Great stuff.
See you, buddy.
See you, Edge. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.